Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We've been hearing about it on the news. Liz Cheney, who just a few years ago was about the most conservative, one of the most conservative members of the U.S. House of Representatives, well, she is probably going to lose today in a primary
that upsets me.
Because she was, because of her stance, shockingly, to look into January 6th and see if, look into that insurrection. But the Trump group.
Well, Adam, let's be clear, because of her stance on the truth, because she wanted to investigate a wrongdoing and overthrowing of our democracy. It doesn't matter that she's a Republican. She was searching for the truth, and she still is.
Right.
And she has been so damaged because of it. And people have turned against her, and there have been death threats on her life. And it's devastating the way she has been treated by party and by her former supporters just because she wanted to get to the truth.
We heard it last week. Representative Dean Phillips, our congressman, said encouraging Democrats to switch parties and vote for Liz Cheney in today's primary in Wyoming. He's not the only one. Many Minnesotans who are part of a group called Principles First went out to Wyoming to support Liz Cheney and door knock for her. And Polly Calhoun is one of them. She joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Polly, thank you so much for the time. First of all, explain to us what Principles First Minnesota is.
Hi, sure. Principles First of Minnesota is a group of mostly former Republicans, conservatives, and moderate Democrats, and a lot of independents who, especially over the last 5-6 years, have just become sick of it, basically, and miss having principles running our politics and having standards in our society.
So, Polly, what did you organize, and how did you get people from Minnesota to care enough about this Wyoming election and actually go there and door knock for Liz Cheney?
Well, like you said, a lot of people have turned on her, and it's simply the wrong thing to do. She has been completely consistent, and nothing has changed. So I don't know why so many of her supporters have. With Principles First, using principles, and it's a matter of doing the right thing. Your principles should guide you always to do the right thing, and the congresswoman has been sticking her neck out. She's essentially sacrificing her entire political career to stand for the truth and to fight for justice for what happened on January 6, 2021. And those of us with Principles First from around the country and Principles First in Minnesota believe that she deserves to have people come and actually fight for her. And so we did.
We're talking to Polly Calhoun, a member of Principles First Minnesota, part of a contingent of Minnesotans who went out to Wyoming to door knock. Polly, I was drawn to this week, and I saw some tweets, and I saw some of your tweets, and also some reaction from people in Wyoming, hardcore conservatives, who are obviously not going to vote for Liz Cheney today, and they weren't exactly welcoming of you. Tell us how you were received in Wyoming when you were out there.
Well, that's an important thing to draw attention to. There's Twitter world, and then there's the real world.
Exactly.
I did. You're right. I had some pretty upset responses from anti-Cheney people, but none of us had any bad responses from voters there in real life. We had some people that were like, she's a traitor, and they were saying that. But even people that had Hageman signs on the front lawn would talk to us. And we are more interested in knowing what people think. We happen to think that we need to have more conversations and less arguments anyways. So, hearing where people are at is a lot more useful than telling them how to vote, telling them that they're wrong. And we really had no one got threatened. No one got run out of the state. No one got run off someone's lawn with a shotgun. But, you know, there were some people that were just very clearly opposed to Cheney, and she's a carpetbagger, and she may as well be a Democrat now, and other such nonsense, but nothing so scary as you'd see on Twitter.
We're speaking with Polly Calhoun from Principles First Minnesota, joining us on the John Schuster Group Coldwell Banker Hotline. Polly and her group went to Wyoming to door knock for Liz Cheney. And I'm glad you didn't get run off anyone's lawn. You didn't get yelled at. Thank God you were safe and you felt safe. But I love the part where you said you're more interested in listening. Mm-hmm. And that's the sentiment that we need in this country. Like, you're on the ground doing it, so I really appreciate your group, and I appreciate you saying that. But Polly, tell us something that maybe you learned. Tell us, did anything change the mind of your group that people were saying, or do you feel like you changed anybody else's mind?
Well, I will say one thing that people learn on the ground when you're there is, and this is perhaps less about opinion, more about understanding situations. You look at some of these towns, even Cheyenne, and I will admit I haven't spent a lot of time in my life in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We have this in Minnesota too. There are towns that are just pretty much non-existent anymore. You know, a lot of people have essentially had their lives taken away from them, whether that's jobs, whether that's, you know, neighbors, family, having to move away because of jobs, whether it's because of inflation. We have a lot of loss in our small town communities. We have a lot of loss that we'll say Red America feels, and that has inspired a lot of anger and resentment. And I think a lot of times we need to just meet people where they are and lend more understanding and less judgment. And, you know, like I said, it's much better to have conversations than arguments. And you're also able to get people to listen to you more when you're conversing with them and not chastising them or telling them how to think.
Polly, I'm curious, principles first, if you look at looking in Minnesota politics, especially, I guess, you know, pointing to like the governor's race, which is the most prominent race coming up in November. How do you view that race as a member of this still conservative yet kind of detached from regular Republican views?
Well, I tell you what, if we look around country at other governor's races, Minnesota has it pretty easy. You know, I don't think that Scott Gentz becoming governor would be by any means the end of the world. But Minnesota has not been safe from the silliness. I mean, we have to admit that a lot of what's going on in our politics is silliness. And, you know, you look at, like I said, Pennsylvania, you have Doug Mastriano, who's, you know, he was at the January 6th insurrection. He's a few person. Scott Jensen, as we know of right now, is neither of those things. I think that Minnesota is unique in that our GOP has not completely lost its mind, you know? And I would say we, you know, with our split legislature, we do still have parties that work together. I do think that in November, Minnesota is going to see some Republican numbers tick up. Just that's what happens. And, you know, like I said, with, you know, even being in Cheyenne, a lot of people that have lost things. And with the pandemic, with inflation, like, you know, a lot's working against Democrats right now, especially Democrats who are incumbents.
This is Polly. I thank you for doing what you did, and thank you for answering all of our questions. Polly Calhoun is a member or leader of Principles First Minnesota. She's part of a group of conservatives who went to Wyoming to support Liz Cheney. Just one last question. Does Liz Cheney have any chance today, Polly?
Well, if you ask most pundits, she's going to get roundly defeated. I do not think she's going to get as roundly defeated as people estimate. That's one thing I noted there. There was a lot more Cheney signs than I expected, not as many as I would have liked to have seen, but there were more than I expected. I don't think it's going to be The polls right now indicate a 20-25 point loss. I think we'll probably see closer to a 10-point loss, but fingers crossed she pulls it out somehow.
Polly, one last question. How many Minnesotans were out there?
I was actually the only one.
Oh, all right. I thought maybe we had a few more. But
We had several people from around the country, and we had a couple more that were going to go from Minnesota, and then I ended up being the only one able to make the trip. So,
Well, way to represent Minnesota anyway. That's
yes.
Polly Calhoun, Principals First Minnesota, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. It's 9:48. Stick around. Your chance to win Minnesota Twins tickets possibly next on Twins Ticket Tuesday.
Maybe.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.